sesizathi ukukhuluma naye lo omele elase Zimbabwe ambassador lapha kwelase South Africa esishayela nathi njengabe African diaspora ukukhalaza ukuthi ubefisa ukuthi kube khona ukwabelana ngolwazi onokuthi kwenzakalani ukuze kube khona mhlawumbe indlela yokuthola ukuthi abantu bangasizakala kanjani uma bengazithola behlaselwa kumbe sebefuna ukuthi baphindele ekhaya nakho bephelelwa ngamapassport. Ngakho lo mbiko masiwubhekile thina sithi ngumbiko obufanele ukuthi ukhushwe ngu-ambassador njengomuntu owuyena othenjwe yizizalwane zaseZimbabwe lapha kwelase South Africa, ngoba kufanele ukuthi njengohulumeni kube khona okuthile abakwenzayo ngaso sonke isikhathi ukuze bavikele izizalwane zakwele Zimbabwe.
Kuyini okunye uhulumende weZimbabwe angabe uyakwenza ukuthi aqede lolu hlupho?
Uhlupho lolu esibhekane lalo oluse South Africa nakwamanye amazwe jikele lokugcwala kwezizalwane zaseZimbabwe, akulona uhlupho olungaqedwa ngenkulumo nokuzama mhlawumbe ukuthi abantu bangaphepha ngaluphi uhlobo kwelase South Africa. Ngoba umbuzo omkhulu ngokuthi kungenxa yani izizalwane zeZimbabwe zigcwele kwelase South Africa njalo zingathandi ukuphindela ekhaya. Lokhu yikho okufanele ukuthi uhulumeni ngabe uyakulungisa, okuhambisana nezomnotho kanye nezepolitiki ezingahlalisekanga kahle ezenza ukuthi abantu bangagculiseki ngezimpilo zabo nabakutholayo. Isimo somnotho sibi kakhulu kwelase Zimbabwe, okufanele ukuthi ngabe uhulumeni ugxile kusona asilungise ukuze nalabo abaphumele ngaphandle bakhuthazeke ukuphindela ekhaya uma bethola bezithola bekusimo esifana nalesi sithola izizalwane zeZimbabwe South Africa azidinga abazithandi ngaba sazifuni khona. Ngakho siqhuquzela ukuthi uhulumeni kungabi nje ukukhuluma ukwenzela ukuthi kube kufane namakha nje into engathandwa ngabantu kodwa ngaphandle, kodwa ukuthi uhulumeni akalungise iyona into emqoka ekhathaza abantu okuyindaba ezepolitiki, ukungakhululeki kahle kwezepolitiki kanye nezomnotho okwelase Zimbabwe.